For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What it's all about.
This is going to be the best show ever.
And now, it's Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Okay, ladies, showtime!
Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Thursday morning, how you doing? Hopefully having a good day. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. Just walked out in the middle of a conversation outside our studio. You're going to love this one. You know how we talked about, and good morning to Monica and Brett as well, but JP, you know how we were talking about the coloring situation we had a couple weeks ago where we had adult coloring session for employees? Well, I walked outside, and they were like, well, we have coloring. And they're like, yeah, but, you know, maybe we could do recess. You imagine if in the middle of the workday we had recess?
Whatever, man.
He was like, we're going back. Let's go back in time.
For what now?
What's the purpose of it? Employee perks, just like coloring. It's a relaxation. It's breaking up your day. Just like for kids, it gets out, maybe energy gets you outside, and then it refreshes you for the rest of your day. About recess.
I'll just go for my walk in between shows. That's what I'll do.
Right. Something quick.
There you go. You mean you don't want to jump on like a trampoline or anything like that?
Maybe. But yeah, not coloring.
I mean, but is there a tetherball and some swings?
We don't really have that kind of stuff out here. I mean, we have a parking lot.
All right. I'm about to come clean.
We could play dodgeball or kickball.
I've heard of tetherball.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what tetherball really is.
Pole with the string and the ball on it, and you hit it around in circles and stuff.
Was that the thing that was like in Napoleon Dynamite?
It might have been.
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, it was.
It is Monica. There we
go. Yeah, I never played
tetherball. Yeah, I never found it fun.
I've heard
to be honest.
It. I don't know what the purpose is.
I don't get it. I know, because you hit it back and forth between each other, but I understand what the goal is.
I never did. Like ping pong, I feel like, you know, until it goes off the table. So until the ball stops being volleyed back and forth, I believe.
But even if you miss it, it keeps spinning. That's what I don't get.
It was definitely a way to get out hyperness for kids because you would smack the ball and then a person would smack and you were just smacking it back and forth until you were able to get it over the person's head or the person missed their smack and it would go on another one. But now they're mad, so they're going to try and smack it back. And ideally you'd go back and forth. The times that it sucked was the other person didn't care or wasn't tall enough or whatever. And the one person just hit it and it went around and around and the game was over.
What do you mean it went around and around?
It just wraps around the pole. It's attached. It's called tether.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So it's tethered to the pole.
Okay. And then it's like a thick rope string thingy. And if you have a good opponent, then you're smacking it back and forth. You might get one past it, and then they smack it back, and then the pole, the string or rope or whatever never makes it all the way around until the very end. That's the fun time. And then people stood in line to play it.
Whatever, Rich Brown. My poor white school didn't have that.
A pole and a rope and a ball. That's all we needed.
Right.
And the real test of strength is when you're able to smack it and it goes all the way around the court.
Yeah.
And then the ball slightly bounces off the pole and then unravels.
Yeah.
That's again.
Well, that's like the sixth grader who like looked like he was in, you know, 10th grade. Mm-hmm. Like that's a rarity.
Yeah, like peach fuzz mustache.
Yeah.
How about the 50-year-old that just got red-colored crystal light all over his white shirt?
What is going on? It's 2 days in a row for you.
2 days in a row for me. You're correct.
But that white shirt.
You're leaking?
Yeah, and I have to go to a doctor's appointment right from here, so now I have a big stain on my shirt.
Hey, you're walking to the doctor. He's bleeding!
Maybe from the gut! Maybe that'll get me in faster?
Yeah, maybe.
That sucks.
Oh, that does suck. I avoid like white shirts like that. I have a couple of them. I'm like, man, every time I put it on, that's what I think of is exactly that. If I'm going out to eat, I'm like, why would I put this on?
I'll be right back.
Gonna try to wash out. Cold water.
Did you work in a
cold water's a secret.
I actually think I might have a Tide stick.
A Tide stick?
You work at a radio station. There's got to be promo shirts. Like right now, down the hallway, there's a bunch of Tampa Bay Air Fest t-shirts wrapped in rubber bands down there.
There you go.
Throw that on.
Oh, we definitely have like 2020 t-shirt event t-shirts that are around.
Yeah.
Like never used during COVID type stuff.
Throw it on.
Yeah, those are free. We could use those. We used to have, actually, I was thinking about, you know, when they were saying that, you know, we could have a recess at work. I think the closest thing we ever had was years ago when Opie worked here from Opie and Anthony. That's a long time ago. Maybe that's like 90, 91, whatever. It's before those guys went national. So Opie was local here. I did afternoons and he did nights. So in between my afternoon show and his night show, I don't know, there was some sort of crossover where I would get out of work and then we had two-person teams for wiffle ball in the back. And he would make sure, I know, because he would play with his teammate. He would play wiffle ball before I got off the air, and then I would see if they won, and then I would get out there at like 6:45 at night, and my buddy and me, we'd play at wiffle ball against somebody else, and we'd have the standings on the back of the bathroom stall door in the crapper. Sure. That's where the standings were. And we had a gazebo out in the corner, and it was like, if you could hit that gazebo with the ball, it was like an automatic home run. We had a dumpster with the X on it for the strike zone. That was as close to recess, I think, as we got. And, man, we had so much fun. Grown men playing wiffle ball. Our arms would come in after throwing curveballs, and our arms would be like, oh, my God, my arm is killing me. Because, you know, you're not 10.
There's professional wiffle ball leagues and all that kind of stuff, especially around Florida.
Yeah, I know. And they play like mini mock-ups of the stadium. Yeah, I could throw some mean pitches, bro. I had some good ones.
I'm never able to throw it more than just throw it. I'm never able to get those special.
You couldn't make it float or make a curve inside or outside.
No,
or, you know,
I always feel like I'm
the submarine pitch where you can make it sink or come up and float like right by their eyes, really slow.
I need some wiffle ball pitching lessons to do that kind of stuff. Okay. They sell special balls like that too, where it tells you how to hold it in a certain way, and then it makes these crazy. Like the new modern wiffle balls, I feel like are over the top.
Yeah. You need to go old school.
Yeah, well, either one. I want to figure out a way how to do those crazy pitches.
Mm. Hey, Monica, you know how these Tide sticks work by any chance?
I've never used a Tide stick.
You push in.
Yep. Is that it?
Into the stain, the liquid comes out, and then you use that little.
It's basically bleach.
Yeah,
use that little. It's like a
applicator. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's got like a whiteout tip
push
to
down.
It. Or a highlighter tip to it. And then you push down and the bleach comes out and helps you.
And you just do that?
Just keep scrubbing. Yeah.
Yeah, keep pushing down. Dot, 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 dot. Yeah, just keep doing
I wouldn't do too much of that stuff, though.
Too late.
Because then you're going to have a nice big.
You hear my wife talk, Tide Stick might be the most amazing invention since the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Very handy. Always has one around.
How are people getting stains? Like, I don't know when the last time is. And it also, happens. You can just go to the bathroom and put some water on it and use the soap in the bathroom and then dot.
I could.
Sometimes.
I just tried that. It didn't work.
Yeah. Sometimes it takes the Tide stick.
We'll see. We'll see if it's a sham.
Now, if it's bleach, it's a white shirt. Okay. Because if it's bleach and you had a red shirt on, just kind of screwing yourself.
Yep. Then you're in trouble. Then you're back to cold water. Yep. And the second most popular invention would be, you ever use the magic eraser thing? Oh, it's like it takes spots off the wall. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
That thing's amazing.
There is, I don't know what's in there. I don't know what the ingredients are. I don't know why it took them until whatever, 5-10 years ago, however long it was since that thing's been around, to invent something, to put whatever ingredients in there. How did we live without it? Like, I don't want to use, like, it's frustrating in the cleaning the fridge sometimes because it's little, you know, I don't know.
Oh, really? You use that?
Oh, it comes off. It's magical. It never seems right with anything else. And you know, closet door, just everything. It's just, I just love that thing.
All I know is I always used to have to break out like the paint because we had mark on the wall here, mark on the wall there. You know, the kids going up and down the stairs, a suitcase going up and down makes it like a black mark on the beige wall, you know, whatever it is. And now it's just like.
But is it
this little square eraser thing? I'm like, how does that work?
Do you wonder? Because I've never met anything it won't get out. Like, it'll clean anything. So what is in there? Are we all going to, you know, is it carcinogenic? Like, are we all going to?
Of course it is.
I don't know what to think. I'm just happy with it now. But what is in there that we're all exposing ourselves to?
Everybody was happy with lead paint, too. Covered the walls nice. Everything was great.
Did a good job.
Here we are.
Yep. Until it flaked off.
Right. Asbestos, too. Did an amazing job until we breathed it in.
Oh, Mr. Clean makes this product. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. Right on the cover. Magic eraser, Mr. Clean.
Everything that works well. It's like including medications, right? They make the. You watch a medication commercial. Oh, you have high blood pressure? Just take this, and look how great your life can be. Before you know it, you're frolicking through a field of sunflowers, and everything is great.
That's right.
And then they get to the other part of it. Yeah, it's going to do that. It's going to get your blood pressure right back to normal. And you're going to be leaking out of your ass. Your eyeballs are going to bleed.
What?
Well, I'm the only one who's seen this commercial?
Oh, sure, of course.
Everything good has, unfortunately, the equal and opposite.
And we'll find out in 10 years if the magic eraser is safe when they say, did you get mesothelioma from using Mr. Clean?
Right. Right.
Dude, we'll find out.
Call now.
Right. Have to have mesh, whatever. Isn't there a mesh thing? I don't want a mesh thing.
That was the worst, too, when I had the hernia surgery, and we've all had it now.
We all have a mesh in there somewhere.
Yep.
It was like right after I had it done, and they're like, did you get hernia surgery between 2010 and 2018?
Right?
I'm like, what? The mesh may not work. What? I just got it.
I feel like mine's coming loose. Like, lately, I feel like, maybe it moved a little, or maybe there's a little give. I'm not sure. It's not bad or anything, but I feel like it moved.
My mother actually had to have a third hip replacement. Mm-hmm. Because one of the ones that they used on her turned out to be one that they were...
Like recalling?
Recalling.
Seriously?
And all that other stuff, yeah.
Oh.
But then she had the hip replacement and she got sick. And listen, it's not like my mom to leave a dollar on the table, so I'm assuming she was planning on jumping on whatever class action lawsuit there might have been.
Yeah.
But then she got sick, so it was like...
Oh.
Game over.
Wow.
For that one. I got a question for Monica. Why do you sound so miserable when I ask the question?
Yeah. She's like, well.
Bracing myself. What's up?
All right.
Don't brace yourself.
Okay.
Don't brace yourself. I'm not looking to start trouble completely. We've had the conversation about backing into spots.
Oh,
A whole bunch of times on this show.
Yeah.
And you've made fun of me, calling me. I don't know if you made fun of me from driving a big truck. Who do I think I am? Blah, blah, blah. So then I go on the social media today. And Monica gave the old back it into a parking spot a try. And she's like, I don't get it. What did you think you were going to get?
The way the people that are pro backing in are so pro.
It's not even like, I'll do it.
And it's so pro. So I expected something for someone, all these people to be so excited. Now, also, to be fair, the people that are anti back in me and others are totally anti it. Like, what are you guys doing? What is your point? Why?
Then why'd you do it?
So, because honestly,
just see how the other app lives.
Stupid reason. No. There's a girl at the morning show on Magic, Danielle, who has a Jeep, right? And she parks in another parking lot and she pulls in like I do. Everybody else that's here when I'm here in the morning backs in. Huh. And so I'm the only one who just pulls in and gets out and goes into the building. Right. So I was like, you know what? Let me pretend, and I don't care. But today I was like, let me fit in. Let me be like all the other people.
See what it's all about.
Let me follow the leader here. And so I did it, and I was annoyed that I'm backing up. Can I just pull in and walk in the building? This is stupid. But I did it, and I did a good job, and I looked like all the other cars, and that's literally the only bonus, and that's not even really a bonus.
That's it.
Okay.
How about when you go out, though?
That's what I was going to get to. The bonus isn't on the park. It's on the exit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but and I understand what you're saying, but hear me out. You're going to have a bonus and a not bonus either way.
Yeah, but when you want to get out of there.
But I don't want to get out of here. I like my job. Like, why am I in such a hurry to run out of here?
You just happen to do it at work. I'm talking about anywhere. If you're in a rush, you got to get somewhere, you want to do something, it's nice. You just put it in park and take off. Nothing in your way. You don't have to worry about it. You can see.
What are you worrying about?
Listen, for me, to be honest with you, with the pickup, it's easier for me to back in than it is to pull in spots.
Yeah, and then you got to truck people. That's a whole other.
It just is, huh? It just is, but yeah.
You think with like a long truck, it wouldn't be easier back in.
It's way easier for me to back in, and it's way easier for me to, like, when I got to get out of spots, because you can see it right, you can see everything right away.
Oh, I guess pulling out, you can, yeah.
You see right away, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like, Monica, when you do leave work, you get in the car, I don't know, there's something pulling out of the spot there's something slightly easier about it. It will feel a little weird, but
you
then you'll maybe feel that's the reward you get.
What time? This show ends at 2. What time do you usually get out of there by?
Before 2:15, like anytime between 2 and 2:15.
Okay. If you have some place to be at 2:15, if you have to be somewhere at 2:15, you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy.
Say 30 seconds.
Here's
right
the thing.
There.
It doesn't take me. I don't. And maybe
you drive
I have
a shoebox.
I know. So then you have to understand that for other people, it works. And I'm not making fun of you. I'm not mad at you. I just know for me and my, I call it a Tylenol. Thank you very much. My Tylenol, or roller skate, whichever you prefer. I back out and I leave. And it takes me, I don't know. It took me longer to do the whole back in than it does for me to back in when I leave. It just, let's just. I don't have any. Back up when you leave?
Yeah.
Okay.
I prefer to back up when I leave. I really do.
When you back up, though, there is the, especially with you, you have an older car, so you don't have that camera. So there is more of a chance of you potentially backing up and somebody not seeing you till the last second. But I will say for like events, if you're going for concerts and that kind of stuff, if you have the ability to drive, if like the two spots that are back to each other, you know, right next to each other, if you can pull forward, like you're into a spot, but then go forward into the next spot so you're not backing up.
I will do the pull through.
The pull through is great.
I will park farther away and walk farther to do the pull through.
For the extra half a row.
I don't know who.
But why is that so rewarding?
Why would
I? Because I don't have to back up. What? I don't have to back up at all, ever.
Ever. That's
like, in the other way, I have to back up either to or from. I have to back up. There is no way. I prefer to back up when I leave. In that pull through situation, I never have to back up.
Do you just do anything? Or do the overwhelming majority of the things you do in life have an inner dialogue that goes first?
I don't think about it until it's brought to my attention that I might be not of the norm or it might be odd or something. Otherwise, it's just my life. I'm living my life. This is how I live it. And
got it.
I am who I am. But then it's, and I just assume everybody does or assume it's normal or whatever. Don't really care if it's normal. But then when someone brings it to my attention or they point a that, what are you talking about?
It feels like everything you do has an inner dialogue before you do it.
No. What am I? What? Like what? What are you? What?
Like you had to this whole thing about parking.
This morning, I did have a dialogue with myself this morning because I was like, every single day. Okay, here's the thing. Every single morning, 5 days a week, there's the same, there's me and two other vehicles. They're both SUVs in the parking spot where I, parking lot where I park. There's other ones and there's other people over there. But where I go every day, they back in every single day. Every single day I
see
those same two cars.
So you conformed one day.
And I'm like, what are they doing? One day I'll show up and they won't. And then they always do. I'll do it once. I'm not going to do it ever again.
That's it. She's not a convert to backing it.
I mean, yeah, more power to you. Not making fun of you. Not mad at you. Not saying you're better or worse. Yeah.
But you do get mad at us. You used to get mad at me all the time. Anytime it came up in conversation, there was genuine hostility.
My frustration isn't with you wanting to do it. My frustration, and still is with nobody admitting that you either have to back in. You have to back up either way.
No,
everybody's
so no
trying to point out why one is better. I don't think one is better than the other. It's a preference thing. We both have to back up, and people are insisting that's not true.
How could you insist that's not true? Of course
I don't
it's
know.
True.
I don't know. It's safe. Everybody says the safer thing, and we have to back up either way.
No.
Either way.
Roger JP, it's Bone Real Raw Radio.
Admit what you're doing. We'll all admit it.
I can't wait till you enjoy just pulling out when you leave work today.
And then
you're going to come out like, here's what I do know. You'll never admit it.
Oh, no.
And you certainly will never admit it on the air. But if you do like when you leave and you're just pulling straight out.
I will happily admit it.
Maybe, you won't.
Here's the thing. I'm just telling you I will.
You will not.
Here's the thing. But your first question to me was, what was I expecting? I'm expecting this whole, everybody's talking about when you pull out, it's going to be the best. Okay, so now you're set the bar really high. I'm expecting some sort of orgasm when I leave the parking spot today. Anything short of an orgasm, I'll be like, what's the big deal?
So just rub it. Rub it and drive.
I think I'm forced to at this point.
Go ahead.
I like the meat.
We're not judging.
All right, pull out orgasm. That's what we're looking for. Around 2:15, Monica. Good luck. Roger and JP on the Bone Real Raw Radio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.